Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe. Let's
It is episode 136 of the Say Hey podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I am Doug Hayes. It is September 11th, 2024. Say Hey, Rob. How's it going, man?
It's going good, man. It's been a while. Been a few weeks for us.
Yes, it has.
You know, we're not, I just want everybody to know, we're not coming on tonight to, you know, bury the 2024 season, which... Because that's already kind of happened. We've been burying it now since, like, what, June, Doug?
June.
So, yeah, we're not here to bury the season and be like, okay, it's over. Now let's just get ready for the off season. But in a way, we kind of are.
Yeah, I'm ready. Before we came on, I was like, I'm looking forward to, like, October, November, December episodes because those are kind of the most fun I think we have on here. You know, the season's not, like, happening and we're looking forward to the next season, even though every year goes by we die a little inside, but you know, it's okay. Like the offseason stuff's fun, so we're looking forward to that. I mean, the Giants are already 8 games out of the wild card. This is over, man. It's over.
Yeah, it's over. But I want to say though, like the last time we recorded, it was about 2 weeks ago, maybe 2.5, and yeah. there were still some optimistic people out there that they can do it. It's not over. You know, baseball's weird. And even me, being as negative as I've been all year, I'm like, yeah, they got a point. Yeah, weirder shit's happened. Maybe they can go on a run. And there's like a 2% chance, like a 2% milk chance. Bad milk. And turns out now there's down to a 1% chance. Maybe half percent.
One? Let's get, holy shit, Rob. 1%? That's a high percentage. I think it's, I don't know, 0.0000001.
Yeah, but you know what would be hilarious, though? If the Giants got eliminated with exactly 1 week to go.
Oh, I know why. I have the meme ready.
One good week away. And that's what they've been now the last 3 years.
They've been 3 years and 3 weeks, 3 good weeks away. Obviously a frustrating season. And I think, yeah, actually, now that I look back at it, I think it's been about 3 weeks since we've come on and record. And, you know, like Rob and I are realistic. Like we could come on here and record, you know, 1 to 2 times a week if we wanted to. But it's like, how often do you want to hear us bitch on here and just, you know, say shit you already know? Like that's wasting your time, that's wasting our time. It's football season. Like, we're not gonna lie, if you've been listening to us for at least, I don't know, 5 episodes, you know that we've been looking forward to freaking football season for quite some time. You know, college, we don't need to talk about college football right now, but the NFL is back. And yeah, it's been obviously a frustrating baseball year, the third one in a row for the Giants. And I don't know. I feel the only thing that we want to come on and really discuss that was like scheduled is the Matt Chapman deal. And we know that happened. It's been about a week already. What are you counting?
Oh, I was trying to figure out how many times the Giants have been in the playoffs since 2016. And that's just one time.
Oh, one.
Yeah. I know. I just it's been a while, man. I'm just starting to... Like how many years since 2014 now have I been upset, like really upset the whole time? And that's 2 out of the last 10. That's crazy.
It's not good. Okay, so Matt Chapman gets a 6-year deal, and this is apparently for $151 million. So basically just over $25 million a year, which look, there's no doubt in anybody's mind with a conscience that Matt Chapman's been the best everyday player for the Giants this year. There's no doubt. 141 games, leading the team in home runs with 23. He has 15 steals, which I believe is second on the team. batting 251, a 334 on base, and he has a F4 of 4.9, which is really solid, and a 120 WRC plus. So I know at the beginning of the year he kind of was sluggish with the bat, and actually kind of not fantastic with the glove, which he's known for. But he's really turned it into like a really solid year. You know, he is a career like 240-ish hitter. He'll hit some home runs. He's going to finish this year with probably 25, 26 home runs, which is, you know, the second most since, or the most since Brandon Belt hit, you know, 29 back in 21. So it's been a really good year for Matt Chapman, albeit, you know, the Giants haven't been really good. But my big question is like, when I got the notification for this, I was like, 6 years? Like, he's 31. Like, we've been waiting for the Giants to commit a big contract to, like, a superstar, and they can't get that done. Like, I would say, like, Matt Chapman is, like, borderline under even star. Like, there's a really good player, there's a great player, there's star, and then there's superstar. Like, that's how I would categorize, you know, like, the good players in Major League Baseball. Like, I would say he's a great player, but I would still put him under, like, neath a star. And I know 25 a year in today's baseball is not crazy, but 6 years from Matt Chapman, like, what are you thinking, Rob?
I don't know. It came out of nowhere, didn't it? Like, just, I remember they kind of lost that night. I believe. And then, boom, right to the game is a night where Matt Chapman, you know, credit to Matt Chapman. He's only missed like four games this year. And that was one of the nights that he didn't play.
Yeah, he wasn't Matt Chapman tonight?
And then boom, right after the game. Oh, he signs a big extension. Oh, that's what he was doing. Oh, okay, great.
My money.
That's a good excuse to not show up to work. So but no, he's had a hell of a year, really. Like you mentioned in the beginning, Doug. Like, he started off slow, you know, in the field and at the plate. And you wonder, like, expectations, you know, and he probably knew, like, okay, I'm on a team that they need me to play above what I've always, you know, been. Like you mentioned, he's a fringe star. And he probably came into the season thinking, oh, I gotta be a superstar on this team because they ain't got one. And he was right. So, but once he settled in, you know, probably helps, you know, playing under Bob Melvin, you know, a manager he's comfortable with. I'm sure that, you know, that they had a talk or two. And then once he settled in, man, I mean, I just remember that ever since that Mets game where he made that crazy barehanded,
oh, the walk off
play, yeah, and the throw to Wade made a tremendous pick. Ever since. Mm-hmm. Then in early June, he's kind of taken off, and he's had a hell of a year. And, you know, he's looked like his normal self in the field, and basically everything that the Giants were hoping he would be. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. It's not the star that the Giants, you know, really need. The Giants need a superstar. And it's a good contract. I'm with you. I think six years is kind of long. I was thinking maybe four, you know, mm-hmm. with a fifth year option. But, you know, the Giants kind of they got to overextend a little bit to keep people here. And Scott Boras, you know, knows that. You know, Matt Chapman's agent, who also happens to be Blake Snell's agent. So we can get to that later. But the Giants have to do these things, you know, in order to secure players like Matt Chapman. Now, to get a player that's above Matt Chapman, who the fuck knows where they got to go to make that happen. But, I mean, I doubt we'll find out. Like, we always hear about the contracts that they offered to Ohtani and Judge and Harper and, you know, those guys end up not coming. But we don't hear about those offers until after they have already taken another offer from another team. So I'm sure when Juan Soto resigns with the Yankees in a couple months, we're going to hear about what the Giants offered him, and we're going to be like, oh well, yeah, you should have just upped it another $50 million and gave him another 3 years. Like, at that point, who cares? You know, that's what you know, like when you're a fan, yeah, you don't care about that shit. It's like, or you could do what the Dodgers did and defer all the Ohtani payments so they can keep building a great team, you know, along the way. And I'm with you. It's the guy that we want here for the next 4 years, but 5 or 6. I mean, who knows what that's gonna look like, you know, come 2030.
And a no full trade clause, of course. So he will be a Giant.
Yeah,
he will be a Giant.
No lockouts.
You make a great point though, and it kind of foreshadows into what this offseason has to be like. And we could go off on 3 or 4 tangents, which is 1 to 2 more episodes of what this offseason is going to look like, who's going to be around, who's not going to be around. You know, that's for another episode or two, like I just said. But point being, maybe it needed to take 6 years. The 151 or whatever it is not a huge number. 25 a year for, because you have to break it down this way. How many third basemen overall batting and glove are there better than Matt Chapman? There's not many. It's a handful. And for a guy who's going to hit 25 plus home runs this year, and a guy that's still giving you really, really good defense, and he's played in 141 games, and there's still 2.5 weeks left of the season. He's going to be playing in 153, 154 games unless they shut him down at the end of the year, just so he goes into the winter healthy, which I could understand. But he's been there every freaking day. He has produced from game one to game, you know, 145. And so I understand it. It's not like I'm pissed about it. I've been pissed about some contracts. I'm not super pissed about this one. I've never been like a huge, like, I love Matt Chapman guy. But I do think it is important that you have your corner guy now. You have a veteran who's respected, not only in the clubhouse. I hate saying this stuff, but it matters. You know, respected in the clubhouse, he's looking up to as a leader. And he'll be the leader now in that clubhouse with Logan Webb. And he's respected around the league. And another thing I wanted to get your thought on, though, too, is the day after this was announced, or the day it was like officially announced, you already know what I'm gonna say.
I know what you're gonna say.
But here's the thing. Like, Chapman says that other guys around the league have already hit him up and be like, hey, well, if they're willing to do that for you, well, maybe, like, again, how many times have I said that on this podcast? I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I think we all hope in our little fantasy lands that we like to live in, that when it comes to the winter meetings and free agency, because Doug, you and I do it every year. We talk about our list. We list our top 10 free agents. We'll do it again, and we'll explain why we want them. Like, we're hoping like one of those players that hit him up is like Pete Alonso or something like that. It's not. I guarantee you.
Hey, Matt, Juan Soto.
Yeah, Juan Soto. Like, guys who are about to be free agents. Like, I can almost guarantee, I bet almost anything, that those aren't the kind of players, if that's even true. I'm not calling Matt Chapman a liar. I don't know the guy. But
sure.
If there were any players hitting him up, I doubt it's the players that we are envisioning in our heads when we hear stuff like that. But I mean, who knows though? It could have been pitchers, it could have been relievers. He didn't specify, but no, I think you make a good point. You know, if you do give a contract to a guy like Matt Chapman, who is, like you said, respected around the league, you know, yeah, maybe there are a couple guys out there who are thinking, okay, well, maybe they'd be willing to do that for me too. Maybe they're, you know, trying to build a winning culture over there, and I like Matt Chapman, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out who those players could be. And it's not the players I think that we're all in hoping and envisioning, but who knows? I'd love to see it. And I'd love to find out, you know, once season's over, you'll start hearing guys, you know, getting linked to certain teams. And that's honestly, that's kind of for the as a Giants fan the last 3 years, that's kind of been the funnest part of the year is getting our hopes up just a little bit about we might get this guy, and then we end up with the Chaniger or something like that, or Michael Conforto. But it's not about the result, it's about the friends we make along the way.
It's about the journey. But the thing is, this offseason, we've been saying this for several years in a row now, like, this is going to be a huge offseason. It's an important offseason. Well, it's like, things got to change. And I don't know if it's personnel. Like, again, here's another topic that we'll probably dedicate an entire episode to, I'm imagining, in early October. You know, we'll have our recap, you know, review kind of episode, but then I'm totally looking forward to, like, right after that, like, let's get into, like, this should happen, this should happen, this won't happen. I mean, to be blunt, saying it now while the season's still going, like, if you're expecting Farhan Zaidi to be let go after this season, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I'll come on here and say I was wrong, which I do all the fucking time. He's not going anywhere. Like, they're not going to allow the president of baseball operations to give out a 6-year deal and then let go of a guy. And like that, and the way the trade deadline went down, I think I've been pretty solid for 2 months now that I think Farhan Zaidi's back in 2025. What do you think, Rob?
I was really, I was 60, maybe 60, 40 that he was going to be gone. I had one of those feelings that I thought maybe this year was enough. You know, ownership has seen enough, the fans have seen enough, and the, you know, the voices were getting too loud. But like you said, when you see a guy like Matt Chapman agree to a deal like that at, you know, in late August, I mean, what does that tell you? It tells you, I think everybody's staying put, and that includes Bob Melvin too. So, you know, you throw a for wherever you fall, you know, in that Farhan on camp, you know, you're going to have to just suck it up, I think, for another year. Because if you had aspirations of him getting let go at the end of the season, I mean, they kind of threw a big fat wet blanket on that, because you don't see contracts like that get agreed to. Like I said, the timing, like the Giants had, you know, brought up, you know, their desire, like, quote unquote desire to extend Matt Chapman. That started around like July. You started hearing about that. It's like, okay, well, that'd be great. But, you know, and we're all assuming Matt Chapman wants to say, you know, fuck you guys, I'm going to go check out free agency first, and then I'll call you back. but yeah, like, for me anyway, like that extension just kind of came out of left field. And once I saw that, I was like, oh man, they're running this bitch back next year. And that's what's going to happen, I think.
Yeah, so we're pretty much on the same page. But it's going to be the way they do things is going to have to change. I know Bob Nightingale tweeted out today that the Giants let go of 4 veteran scouts. That's all I'm seeing on Twitter, X, whatever. So I don't want to comment too much on it, but it is interesting. And I kind of joked in a group with you guys. It's like, they're going to let a lot happen around, like, Farhan's like this in this bubble at the nucleus of the Giants, and he's protected, but everything around is, you know, it's free sale, dude. Like, you might get let go. So I don't know. They're just letting everybody go except him, maybe. I don't know.
We'll see. And I think it's around December, you know, I think it's Forbes. Is it Forbes? Yeah. They're the ones that release those lists about what franchise, MLB franchises turn profit as a whole, you know, for the following year. And if the Giants are in the green, far in the green, top 5 in the green once again, then we'll know Farhan was never, his job was never in jeopardy.
Never in jeopardy.
Never in jeopardy, despite all the cries on Twitter and on Say Hey podcast. Farhan is safe.
Yeah, I've been probably even realistically before July. I've been thinking that he's not going anywhere. Trust me, I would be 100. I'll put it out there right now. If they let him go, I'm fine with it, because I'm ready for a new start. I'm tired of this bullshit where the Giants are couple games under 500 or right at 500 the last 3 seasons. I'm over it. And then, like, not to make a football comp, but to me, it kind of reminds me of after year 4 of Jim Harbaugh in Ann Arbor. I wanted him gone. I'm not going to lie. When Michigan lost to Ohio State 62-39, I was like, that's enough, dude. That is enough. I'm fucking over it. Then they were not that great in 2019. The COVID year was really bad.
Yeah.
And I was over Jim Harbaugh. You know, I'm glad things worked out and now we're paying the piper. But it was worth it. It was worth holding on. So, like, that, like, teaches me to, like, maybe, like, if we give Farhan 3 more years. But I think it's totally different because this is running a baseball organization at the professional level. And it's hard to do this shit. And this is year 6, 1 postseason appearance. I'm fucking over it, dude. So, like, you know, in my head, yeah, he's going to be back next year. There's no doubt in my mind. But in my heart, like, yeah, I'm fucking ready to move on. Let's do something new because I want to spend the money. I'm over it. Overpaid dudes. Go give Juan Soto $625 million. I don't give a shit. Just do it. Do it. Yeah. Don't be outbid.
Yeah, and especially during a new era of where they are trying to turn Major League Baseball postseason into the NFL or the NBA, where so many teams are getting in now, where it's almost watered down to it's like, damn, they made it, wow. But like you said, this is going to be three years in a row with no postseason experience and really nothing exciting even happening within the organization. And I'll be the first one to admit, out of the last 3 years, I'm more excited and optimistic about the future of the team right now than I have been, because I think they've done a pretty good job, whether by accident or by design, you can be the judge of that. But by letting guys like Elliot Ramos and Tyler Fitzgerald and all these young guys, you know, Kyle Harrison, you know, they let him go through it before they shut him down. I mean, through the whole season. Hayden Birdsong is going to pitch again tomorrow. Like a lot of these young guys are getting real looks. You know, they called him Grant McCray. I didn't see that coming, and neither did you. They let, you know, they shipped out Jorge Soler because he was sucking. And Encarnacion, you know, get at bats. They're still working on Luciano and Matos. We'll see what happens these last 3 weeks, but on the whole, they've done such a better job of letting younger guys play this year. So whether it's not by a great percentage, but I'm more optimistic now about the franchise as a whole moving forward than I have been the last couple of years. But it's still like, if on a scale of 1 to 10, my excitement is right now is like a 5, but it's been like a 2 and a 3 the last couple of years. So, you know, we'll see. Like I said, I think your Harbaugh comparison is really good, because yeah, it seems like once you fully give up on something, then that's when the surprises come. And it's like, oh, holy shit, man! Maybe they knew what they were doing all along. It's a miracle, and I don't know. We'll see. And it all comes down, like you said, Doug. It all comes down to this winner. You know, they gotta get real. You know, they gotta. Matt Chapman that's a nice contract. You know, re-sign Blake Snell. Give him basically the same contract, you know.
It would probably be something similar to that. Yeah.
Yeah, Pete Alonso, you know, make a run at him. You know, it's time. You know, you need a superstar or two out here to go along with a player like Matt Chapman and young players like Elliot Ramos and Tom Fitzgerald. You know, get that done. You know, let's get serious.
I said before, it was either during this last offseason heading into this season, or maybe at the beginning of the year, I don't know, but I know I said it before this season. You could make 3 to 4 impact moves that can, you know, be a difference between 8 and 10 games, like winning 8 to 10 more games. You can do that. And if the Giants wanted to, it's all going to come down. And I'll combine with what you said. Like, I agree, because I think most of us have been itching the last couple of years, like, hey, let the young guys go, let the young guys go. And if it's been by on purpose, you know, whether they've got Grant McCray up for the last month and a half of the season, or, you know, Matos has been up several times, he's been hit or miss, no pun intended, or Elliot Ramos has been up by complete accident and thrived. There's definitely some pieces that are there that are moving into next year that you can be excited about with guys that are under 25 years old. There's no doubt about it. But I do think ultimately, if they're serious about winning now and being a playoff team next year, or really being in the mix of things, and I'm not talking about, you know, we joke about being in the mix in September. I'm talking about being a number one or two wild card team with some comfort behind them. They got a 3 or 4 game lead at this time of the year, you know, the second week of September, on their way to high 80s, low 90s wins. That's being a team taken serious. Is you're just going to have to fucking overpay dudes. And like we kind of said about 15 minutes ago, like, it starts with Matt Chapman. And I don't know if they overpaid him, but they overgave years, I would say. I think we can universally agree with that. But
yeah,
like I said, you know, just different guys. Like Juan Soto, 600 something million, offer it to him. You know, Pete Alonso, like, you're really high on Pete Alonso. I'd love for him to come in and hit 35 home runs to play first base at Oracle Park. You know, you may have to give him $200 million. Like, you just might have to do that realistically. So if you have to do that with three guys and then continue to really develop, you know, because we still don't know the longevity of the homegrown young talent. We've seen some good things this year, and they've definitely, some of the guys like Ramos and Fitzgerald and maybe even Grant McRae have earned an opportunity to, I don't give a shit what they do in the spring of 2025. They've earned an opportunity to start with the club next year and, you know, get a full month or two and be like, okay, this is for real. Like, these guys can do it. I don't know if Grant McRae is going to start, you know, in Major League next year with the Giants, but there's no reason, unless they go sign some dudes that are proven stars at those positions, Tyler Fitzgerald and Elliot Ramos should be in the opening day lineup next year. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, you got the young guys. You know, we kind of didn't even mention Jung-Hoo Lee. You know, he'll be back. I mean, there's, like I said, there's hope for that roster on opening day next year with some young talent, and that's kind of what we've been wanting. Yeah, the last few years, like, get ready your Confortos, your Slaters, you know, guys like that, who are just your Nick Ahmeds, who are just taking up space. Like, what are we doing? You know, players like that belong on the Yankees and the Dodgers, being bench players and spot starters. You know, they should be hitting third, fourth, fifth for the San Francisco Giants, who are mediocre at best. You know, so go that route next year. You know, be a fun and exciting team on opening day. You know, you got some young guys, get those stars to go with them. And
yeah,
you know, but it's gonna be exciting. Like, the next spring training and this winter, like, they got some decisions to make, you know, between your Ramos, McRae, Jung-Hoo Lee. Like, you have a lot of potential with that outfield, and, you know, and Luis Matos, but they all can't play out there. So if you got to trade some pieces to get a proven commodity, make that happen. There's not really a future site for Casey Schmidt on this roster moving forward, now that Chapman's going to be here for the next 6 years. You know, you gotta, you know, pivot off some of these young dudes and get some proven talent, and by any means necessary.
I agree. You ready to get the hell out of here? I'm ready.
Let's get the hell out of here. I got a recap to write tonight. So yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? Public shout out, my man. Say hey, Rob, because he has been absolutely carrying Giant Chatter. Go join on Facebook this season. Like, hey, there's no doubt about it. I know we give each other shit and we always joke and stuff, but, like, I'm sure the other admin in my group can echo this. Like, Rob has been single-handedly carrying Giant Chatter this year, and I just want to say I'm very appreciative of you, bro. So thank you very much. Thanks for your hard work.
I enjoy doing it.
I know you do. I don't. But anyway, so no, I'm joking. Hey, but listen, we're going to tell you right now, this is going to be the lone September episode. We're going to take the rest of the season off. Obviously, you can kind of predict the forecast for the next 2.5 weeks. Hopefully a lot of young guys play. The veterans, you know, everybody stays healthy going into the offseason, so we don't have any buddy missing come February when pitchers and catchers report. And I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to right after the season. We'll definitely do our recap episode of the 2024 season, and then that's not when we like to take a break. We're going to fucking, you know, have our feet on the ground running full speed ahead because it's time to start talking free agency. If there's any front office moves, don't hold your breath like we talked about tonight. But, you know, October, November, December, Rob and I really look forward to. So, you know, we'll get some guests on, of course, too, and we'll talk some baseball with you.
I'll say this. If the Giants shock the world in the next 3 weeks and out of nowhere, just like Chapman, sign Blake Snell to an extension or Elliot Ramos, if they get on top of that early, which the Giants never do, do stuff like that, then we'll be back on here and we'll take a bigger lap.
Sure. We'll yeah. It's, of course, if something big or noteworthy happens, we will. But don't forget, Rob, Blake Snell's agent is the great Scott Boras. That dude ain't signing before fucking November. Okay. So,
but somehow Matt Chapman, dude, I can't believe it. I still can't believe that
it's
happened.
True. It's true. But, you know, that is something. I will say this last thing. That will be something to look to follow this offseason. When will Blake Snell sign? And if it is earlier, maybe the Giants, they could be talking right now and maybe something gets done in October where, hey, you know, we're not waiting until March like this last time because although he is habitually, historically, a slow starter, like Blake Snell has shown enough since July. Like this is a guy you want to invest in and have in your rotation for the next 3 to 4+ years for sure.
Manifesting it now, Doug. We got 8 minutes till first pitch. Blake Snell will get scratched, and he will announce that he got extended tonight. Boom. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Rob, I'll run with you. He's going to get scratched by a mountain lion and get put on the IL. So no, I'm joking. I'm joking. All right, man. Hey, make sure you're joined up on Giants Chatter. Like I said, on Facebook, follow us on X at Say Hey Doug, at Say Hey Rob, and at Say Hey Podcast. It's been, although a trying and challenging yet again season, it's been fun chatting and we're looking forward to you know, talking at the end of the season, and we'll get going into the off season. So for Say Hey Doug and Say Hey Rob, thanks for listening, and go Giants.
Go Giants. God bless America.
Say hey,
say who,
say Willie, say hey,
say who,
swinging at the plate, say hey.